It didn't take long after Park City Mayor Jack Thomas sent out a letter to Powder and Vail Resort CEOs John Cumming and Rob Katz for them to respond. The letter from the mayor offered to pay for mediation so that the two parties could put their disagreements behind them and reassure the community that the Park City Resort would open next winter. Cumming responded just hours after he received the letter, saying that he agrees with the city's concerns and was hopeful that the letter would prompt Vail to help expedite a resolution. Vail, he wrote, has refused to agree to a suspension of the litigation, but did express some interest in mediating the case to negotiate a settlement to allow the resort to operate next season and beyond. Cumming says he was waiting to hear back from Vail on a list of mediators that they had submitted to Vail attorneys. Cumming ended by saying that he commits that he will continue to press for a prompt resolution. Vail Resort's CEO Rob Katz wrote back to the mayor 2 days after the judge ordered the mediation, saying he understands all of the city's concerns. Further, he wrote, Vail is very sensitive to the impact and toll the dispute has taken on the community. Much of the rhetoric, he wrote, has been harmful and disruptive to so many. He wrote he was disappointed that he has not been able to be a constructive force to help bring a resolution that would be positive for all of the parties and the community. He says it's time for everyone to move forward and begin discussing realistic solutions to the situation. Park City Manager Diane Foster says given the court ruling, the city will not be paying for the mediation services, which was estimated to run about $100,000.
Both parties did respond. Both parties indicated that they appreciated the city's offer and they were likely to take us up on that offer. Obviously, things have changed now with the court ordering mediation, and it's our understanding that they're going to be going that route and paying for that on their own.
Because of the looming deadline, August 15th, to have a settlement mediated or wait for the court to decide what happens once the judge enforces the eviction order, Foster believes that a mutually agreeable mediator will be chosen soon. Even without a settlement, the city is hoping that the parties, at the very minimum, work something out for next winter season to ensure that Park City has all three resorts operating.
We do not have a role in this. It is my understanding, just keeping an ear to the ground, that they will be going through the process of determining a mutually agreeable mediator, and that will be happening really soon. I'm hopeful that they'll be going into this more quickly. In conversations that we've had with both parties, we've encouraged them to guarantee operational continuity is the first thing that they do. It is very important to this community that everyone knows and the public knows that the resort will operate as a full resort for the 2014-15 season. So we're hopeful that that's a first step.
In the meantime, she says the city is working with the chamber to keep tabs on how the legal uncertainty is impacting the marketplace.
It's important for the community to know that the mayor and city council are going to continue to closely monitor the situation. And we have and we will be coordinating with our partners. For example, we have been coordinating with the Chamber of Commerce since February, and we've been meeting every other week to talk about what's the word in the market, how are the tour operators feeling, and really keeping a pulse. And thanks to Bill Malone for all his work, and as well as their board. Recently, the mayor and the outgoing chair of the board, Dirk B., and the incoming chair of the board, Russ Olson, we all sat down and talked through this and what should the community be doing and making sure that the city and the chamber, as kind of the most agnostic representatives of the community, that we're both on top of this.
That's Park City Manager Diane Foster. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.